This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The media is using the crisis to try to cause a race war in this country, and that the corporate media has been pushing massive cultural division in an attempt to get an explosion. There's been a full-on press for that, nonstop, continually.
How do you explain the frequency of these clearly racist shootings?
Well, I think it really mirrors the polarization that's happening in the country, and it's being amplified now to include violence.
We've got to acknowledge the hatred, the open racism that we're seeing. There's an environment of it in the United States. We see it on Fox News. We see it on the Internet. But we also see it from our commander in chief, and he is encouraging this. He doesn't just tolerate it. He encourages it, calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals, warning of an invasion at our border, seeking to ban all people of one religion. Folks are responding to this. It doesn't just offend us. It encourages the kind of violence that we're seeing, including in my hometown of El Paso yesterday.
Do you think President Trump is a white nationalist?
Yes, I do.
You don't have to use a lot of imagination to connect the dots here. It is very clear that this kind of hate is being legitimized from on high. And if that were not true, the president would be acting and speaking very, very differently than what he's doing right now.
We both know that if this had been a brown or a black-skinned gunman, people would have been talking about terrorism within 5 or 10 minutes.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, there is a plague of terrorists in this country who are not black or brown-skinned. They are oftentimes lonely white men who are radicalized online.
Right.
And that is a danger right now.
So many years, really since World War II, young white men have been entitled and privileged and promised an easy life. And if they fight for their country and work hard and follow the rules, they're going to be given a job and a house and a car and a pretty wife and a picket fence and a golden retriever. And I'm being a little facetious, but the world has changed dramatically in the last 75 years. And with equity comes great resentment from people who still think that those rules from the last century are still in effect. They don't want to share the playing field with other people, specifically women and immigrants. And they seize with resentment that they are failing in life and want to externalize or scapegoat that blame.
But there's no question that public rhetoric stokes hatred and racism. And some of that rhetoric has come from the president.
Beto O'Rourke and all the rest of them. Up there totally capitalizing on it, blaming the president, when you can clearly blame the Democrats, if you believe their official story about what's happened here, by foaming all of this up and making it about race war, when Trump's not made it about race or your color or where you're from, he's made it about the law. Well, they're the ones that are invoking all this hate, always saying that Trump is the one that is invoking it all.
Hate has no place in our country.
You know why I question mass shootings? Because real mass shootings happen. We have a lot of evil, sick people in the world. But why do mass shootings happen? They're statistically still rare, but the media hypes them up. And so mentally ill people begin to think it's how they become superstars.
it.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday, August 5th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, kicking off the main broadcast right now as we speak from Austin, Texas. 200,000 plus people have been killed, according to the Mexican government, in the last decade, who were civilians in the drug cartel wars. Thousands of them children. Many people tortured to death, their heads cut off. Most of the deaths were caused, though, by firearms, and Mexico has a complete ban on the civilian ownership of firearms, but Mexico has a crime rate and a firearms death rate that is the second highest in the world, only after Guatemala, that also has a total ban on guns. And so when you see President Trump out there saying, oh, we need to look at mental health, we need to look at more screening, we need to look at all these things, that's fine. But what about the elephant in the room, that the crime in this country is in pockets like Chicago and other leftist areas, and that mass shootings are on a slight uptick, but statistically still, you don't even have 100 people a year dying in them, which is still terrible. But tens of thousands dying in automobile crashes. 2,000 a year dying on average from firearms in Chicago. But those people are dehumanized because it's drug-related. You never hear about it. But when it's a right-winger, supposedly, the entire corporate media jumps in and throws the kitchen sink at things and says, it's Trump's fault. It's Alex Jones's fault. It's the governor of Texas' fault. You got to turn your guns in. Oh, so that nobody can fight back against crazies? Now, in every case where they have social media that we're able to see, these shooters are obsessed with shoot 'em up video games. They're incels. They all basically look the same. And they say that they're in to the occult. Almost all of them. There was another shooter a few years ago, remember, down by Galveston, south of Houston. And he was into Satanism. And he was mad at everybody. Well, guess what? The individual who's a big Antifa leftist, on his Facebook, on his Instagram, Paul Watson's written a big article about it with screenshots of it, said, I love Satan. I hate Christians. I hate Trump supporters. And so he was wearing a mask and ear protection and all the rest of it, just like the other shooter in El Paso, Texas. Isn't that interesting? Always the same MO over and over and over and over again. The preeminent article breaking it all down is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. And we're going to be going over all of it here
today, but you look at the photos of him that he took himself. What an evil, evil eyes. Always got that weird, lazy, satisfied look. That's the look of demon possession. That's the look they've all got, that sick, enjoyable look. How much he loves Elizabeth Warren. How much he loves Bernie Sanders. How he wants to kill fascists, and he loves Antifa. Now he can't wait to go to hell and serve Satan. And he hails Satan. Almost every one of them, when you dig, is into the same thing. But here's the big issue I'm going to tackle first. President Trump came out after the Vegas massacre that was an internal Saudi Arabian civil war. They used a CIA U.S. gun dealer to bring guns to the hotel room to get around the fact that they couldn't fly in with the guns. There were 10,000 Saudis meeting in Vegas. They flew in on their jets from the Saudi military, mainly the Saudi Air Force, was having a convention there. Crown Prince was there, whole nine yards. He's in the same hotel. He goes believing he's going to sell weapons to them. They kill him and then carry out the mass attack as a way to terrorize Trump and embarrass Trump. You saw Trump then overthrow the Saudi establishment and get them back in line. But that's what really happened there. You notice the media dropped it real quick and still they won't say what happened. Well, I was told by the FBI hostage rescue team, that's really the SWAT team, directly the morning after, specifically about the paraphernalia, the Islamic paraphernalia, that he was a gun dealer, that there was Antifa literature, but that it was a Saudi situation gone awry. And later, all that information came out. But notice they dropped it real quick. Hundreds dead. But you don't hear anything about that now because they want you to forget, but not this. Oh, this is done because Trump wants to kill Hispanics, and Trump's out to get Hispanics. And oh, don't vote for Trump because he's a Nazi. Trump comes out and decries all of this and says we need red flag laws that even Ted Cruz is pushing. We already have laws where if you threaten to kill somebody, your guns are taken. But this is now, oh, someone feels threatened. You didn't even say anything. Accelerated due process is what Trump calls it. That's not due process. And see, what Trump does is, remember last year Pelosi's in the White House? And she says, well, can we compromise on guns? He says, yeah, tell me, whatever you want, we'll try to do it. We'll see if we can do it. And then she says, I want to ban all guns. And then they couldn't pass anything because Trump tricked her. I was in on conversations with folks high level in the NRA right before that meeting happened, who'd met with Trump and said, don't worry. When Trump does this, it's to get them to admit they want to ban the guns. Because then he can politically neutralize them. He can take all their criticism away. And then they're going to call for total gun confiscation, and then they'll get nothing. Okay. But the big headline on Infowars.com today is Trump a Trojan horse? Will he take our guns? Because even playing along with this, even though it's expedient at the time, builds the idea that every time there's a mass shooting, that we've got to take the guns so it never happens again, even though I have a stack of statistics around the world here of the 200 million people killed the last century, tens of millions this century, the last 19 years, in countries where only the government or select tribes have the weapons. That's called a fate worse than death. And you'll have 10, 20, 30 times the number of people being killed in a Rwanda or in a Syria or in any of these places where the public is disarmed and a foreign group just comes in and takes over. Or the drug cartels that don't even follow laws. Every major Mexican city is devastated, is collapsed with almost no tourism now. The hotel prices are a third what they were just a year ago. Because while I was even in Cancun this year and was warned by our security, you need to go to another place. Believe me, the U.S. news doesn't cover it. There have been killings, kidnappings, murders here every day. They went and showed me the places. We left and went to another area. While we were there, a police officer was shot in the back of the head. Ladies and gentlemen, the public has no guns. So when we come back, we're going to break this down. But here's the final equation, and everybody knows it. Everybody understands it. It's that we have an evil problem, ladies and gentlemen, in this country. We have a problem with Satanism. We have a problem with corruption. We have a problem with evil. And just a spirit of selfishness growing where we kill already born babies. What about them being protected? They harvest their organs. They're making human-animal hybrids. That's now all over the news. And notice all of this distracts from the giant industrial-level pedophile scheme going on with Jeffrey Epstein and all of this. And right on time, individuals clearly with Antifa, incel, MO, who say they love Satan and they love Democrats and they want a universal wage. The guy in El Paso said all that. Well, remember, that's why we have guns, to protect us from maniacs in times of evil. And we're entering one of those times of evil. The Trump clips are straight ahead.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If they try to take our firearms, it's going to cause a real civil war, and we won't be like leftists that go target innocent men, women, and children because of their skin color and their little staged events. No, it'll be the leadership of the globalist operation. That's another telltale sign about these mass shootings. A lot of them are obviously being provocateur and staged, but it's the media itself hyping it up, giving it attention, that does cause this very rare phenomenon to become now more commonplace, though statistically, out of 340 million Americans, it's one of the rarest ways to be killed. But the media, just like shark attacks, maybe seven people a year get killed by great white sharks, but they'll see a great white shark sighting off of Nantucket or something on the East Coast, and no one will get in the water. And then the tourist towns will just dry up. In fact, after Jaws came out in the early 70s, for a decade, they had more than half the public stop going to the beach around the world. And they had to do ads in the newspapers saying it's very rare. But imagine if the media hyped up shark attacks, you'd have empty beaches again. And I understand we have an archetypal fear of a shark, an archetypal fear of going to Walmart and some crazy person coming and shooting us. But the truth is you've got a lot better chance of somebody trying to break in your house with a gun in cities where the public's been disarmed. Because let me tell you, thieves will break in your car and stuff in most areas of Texas, but they don't come in your house because they'll get their ass blown off. Home invasions are very rare here. In Chicago, in New York, in Detroit, in every leftist area like Baltimore, Maryland, they are epidemic. But you know what's going to happen if they try to take our firearms? Crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime, because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths. Those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. And that's been their goal all along, and all the major Democrat candidates say just ban them. Take them all. That's their goal. Take the, and I've got all the articles right here, the shooter a couple years ago that killed all those poor people at that Baptist church in South Texas. Then it was a citizen with a gun, took him out. You're trying to kill more. That individual, ladies and gentlemen, had been in an Air Force mental institution and had been adjudicated with a dishonorable discharge, and they could not own a gun. The Air Force didn't put it in the database. Oh, gee, and then he had some special psychiatric handlers connected to DARPA. Oh, and the latest shooter, his daddy is in a cult and is a psychologist that runs government programs for PTSD and troops. Saturday when it happened, I told reporters, I said, check in and see if this guy's family or psychologist. And it just so happened that was the case. It's very interesting. So why'd you let them out of the mental institution? See, and so now, they didn't follow the law. They let them have the gun. because the government didn't put him in the database, and now the answer is, well, if somebody thinks you're dangerous or scary, you know you didn't threaten anybody, we're going to take your guns. Well, that's what they already do in areas like California and New York. Here's President Trump really playing with fire.
Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
Yeah, the coward up in Ohio, within 5 seconds, was shot dead by police. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. But that wasn't before he could spray the bullets into all those people, reload and spray again. Unbelievable. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the man said that he worships Satan, hates Christians, and wants to go to hell as soon as possible. Oh, it's the gun. It's not another liberal. I mean, look at this guy. If you're a TV viewer, if you just look at the face, it's that same weird, in love with themselves, sickening baby face that all these guys have. Almost every one of them says they love Satan. Love Satan. Yeah, no kidding. Gee, Satanists are going around killing people, dressing in black. Gee, we always heard that in the old times. Oh, that's a conspiracy. There's no devil worshipers. There's no pedophilia. There's nothing going on. Of course there is. There always has been these type of people. But in the old days, we dealt with them. The village would recognize them. And the first time they got caught doing something weird and sick, well, you know what the village would do. And usually their parents would even join in, beating their brains out. People didn't put up with this type of crap. In the old days, you acted sick and weird, said you wanted to kill kids, got caught doing something weird. Well, where'd Bob go? Well, nobody knows where old Bob went. The last 10 shooters or so all said they hated Christians and that they love Satan, except the El Paso shooter, because they've expunged all the stuff and then putting fake stuff up about how he's a Trump supporter. You know, that's admitted that his social media was anti-Trump, Democrat. I mean, there's screenshots of it. It's confirmed, but it didn't matter. It all got put out there. It all got force-fed on Saturday. We've been banned from the larger Internet. We couldn't counter it. And so now it is the accepted fact that the supposed lone shooter in El Paso, Texas, was a Trump supporter, even though we have all the screenshots from his social media, and they changed it. We ought to be asking, who changed it within 30 minutes? Who was able to do that? Think about that. Think about that long and hard. Those articles are on Infowars.com. They're on Newswars.com. Gateway Pundit did a story on it. But be sure you go read Paul Watson's article and read how much he hates. Oh, he's for gun control, too. Of course, you're for gun control. Oh, and the supposed shooter in El Paso, his daddy isn't just a guy that ran a psychiatric facility. No. Not just in a cult, he admits, but also something else. He's for gun control. Oh, yes.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors. We will stand by their side forever. We will never forget. These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer, and we vow to act with urgent resolve. I want to thank the many law enforcement personnel who responded to these atrocities with the extraordinary grace and courage of American heroes. I have spoken with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, as well as Mayor DeMargo of El Paso, Texas, and Mayor Nan Whaley of Dayton, Ohio, to express our profound sadness and unfailing support. Today, we also send the condolences of our nation to President Obrador of Mexico and all the people of Mexico for the loss of their citizens in the El Paso shooting. Terrible, terrible thing. I have also been in close contact with Attorney General Barr and FBI Director Wray. Federal authorities are on the ground, and I have directed them to provide any and all assistance required, whatever is needed. The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need. We must recognize that the Internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the Internet and stop mass murders before they start. The Internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the Internet and social media cannot be ignored.
All right, we're going to get to more of this later, but I totally agree with Trump about unity. The globalist, Chi-Com-controlled media is creating division, trying to create a race war. We all know that. But saying that the Internet is what radicalized this guy, we don't even know that. And 8chan, 4chan and 8chan is full of trolls, full of government operatives, full of some good people as well. But it's a total free-for-all. It constantly attacks me. That's fine. That's their First Amendment. The fact that this individual supposedly uploaded this manifesto to 8chan, and now 8chan's been taken down off of their Internet provider, is beyond dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. And next, they're talking about taking away URLs as well, as if 8chan caused this individual to go and do this. It's just preposterous. And it's, again, very, very dangerous to have Trump going down that avenue. But that's where they're going. And that's what they're doing. And you can say, well, Trump's just politically getting ahead of this. Sure. But then that allows the lie to continue that there's an epidemic of white supremacists killing people. And it allows the idea to be pushed that it's guns that have done the killing. And it allows the lie to be pushed that we need to blame the Internet and free flow of ideas for what this individual did when Trump's been doing very little to stop the massive censorship of conservatives, nationalists, gun owners, Christians, veterans, you name it. And so if Trump is a Trojan horse in anything, it's that he has not been a big defender of free speech. And he is beginning to slide towards gun control, which is only going to encourage the establishment out there to provocateur and wind up more individuals like this. Because you take what happened last year on Valentine's Day in Parkland, Florida. We had students on. It was on local news as well. People were shooting interviews. The news wouldn't air it, but they'd be talking to news cameras, and people hold up their cell phones and record witness after witness saying the police stood down for 20, 30 minutes. No one came in. I still heard shots going off when I saw the supposed shooter. We just reported that, and they didn't like the fact it was getting tens of millions of views. And CNN said that one of the students we had on was an actor and that we had a fake actor on. So they made it up that I said the kids were actors, when I didn't say that, and that nobody got shot, when I didn't say that. And then they turned around and said that I was using actors on the show. The level of lying is insane by these people. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, I've done too much preparation for this show. My head is spinning. I don't just put these hundreds of articles out here to, as a prop where, look, I've got all the research. I learned a long time ago that computers can crash. They change stories. They remove stories. So I've been on air 25 years. For 25 years, used to it took like a couple minutes to load an article. Remember that? 25 years ago? So I learned that if I got an article loaded, I would print it. You know, I would sit around at the radio, a news talk station, and watch folks writing notes about articles online. And then they'd even bitch at some people and say, you're using all the print paper. The sales guys need it. So I started just bringing in my own printer, my own paper. And I said, you know what? I'm going to print every damn article I look at. Because it's something for me to remember. It's so I have a record of it. And that's why we do this. But I've got all this research here. And buried in all this while we're focused on this shooting and these events is human-animal hybrids. It's now all over the news. World government, mark of the beast, global internet ID, you'll buy nor sell if you're not a good leftist. They're actually saying that. Prophecy is being fulfilled. And if you don't believe in God, this is a nightmare system that, you know, if Satan didn't exist, they're building it. If Satan isn't real, they're sure as hell fans of the archetype, and they're building it. So, it's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll do the best job I can, but this is all just mind-blowing at this point. The big way to get around the censors, because they fought hard to remove us off air ahead of all of what's coming. And the only ace in the hole they had was to stage these attacks or provocateur them, and now you see it happening with the election. And the FBI's warning, look out for copycats, no kidding. This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So the answer is keep your eyes peeled and be armed. Good guys stop bad guys.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sets people free, like Connor Betts, a Satanist, a hater of Christians, a lover of abortion, a lover of socialism. His hoodie had a famous French Marxist on it, but he's a right-wing white supremacist killer. That's how they roll, ladies and gentlemen. The other guy, classic leftist cutout. This manifesto, we have no idea, just pops up. It's shared everywhere. Oh, they let you share it all over Facebook, Twitter. But because it was uploaded to 8chan, they lose their internet service provider. Oh, when the Christ Church guy uploaded that questionable video of that massacre, of that strange event, did Facebook lose its internet service provider? Oh, no, no, no. It's anything that has a lot of traffic that rivals them, they then go around and demonize. You know, you could look at Facebook and Twitter all day, Antifa calling for killing conservatives, video of them beating people up. Oh, Facebook, Twitter, they leave it up. But when it's 8chan, oh, you can't have your internet service provider. And we've been dumped by dozens of internet service providers over the years. Have to go through the whole rigmarole of changing it and moving because you're leftist complaining and all the rest of it. Oh, build your own website. Have your own thing. They go after your bank accounts. They go after everything. And yeah, 8chan's a lot more racy than we are. I don't have some free open platform where you can run around there and say, you know, Jews are the devil or black people are the devil or white people are the devil. I mean, there's everything goes there. And they have a right to do that. But everything doesn't go here. Because, A, I don't agree with that, and this is my show. But also, B, they would shut us down like that. They already misrepresent everything we say and everything we do because we're promoting unity and Americana. And the first half of Trump's 10-minute speech is solid gold, and I totally agree with it. The one he gave a few hours ago. And then it goes downhill off the edge of a cliff from that point on. Yeah, I get it is expedient in the current time space to neutralize everybody saying he's a white supremacist when he isn't, to take that lie away from them, and to say, yeah, we need to have red flag laws that accelerate due process. We already have systems where if someone says they think you're scary, they have the Baker Act and a bunch of others, and you can have someone put in a mental hospital for 24 hours for an evaluation just on your word. This individual was on his site saying he wants to kill people. We have screenshots. I want to kill fascists. That means anyone right of Mao Zedong and V.I. Lenin. He said, I love Satan. Here's a little tip. When someone says, I love Satan and can't wait to die and go to hell, that's what he said, and I'm going to kill people, you don't need some red flag act that gets rid of due process. Look at that guy. Pale. Have that distant stare like a little spoiled rotten baby. Probably jerks off 50 times a day. I mean, we know the exact MO of these dudes. Women run from them. They're creeps. Because I guarantee you, daddy wasn't home and nobody ever beat his ass. I mean, that guy needed to have his ass kicked royal. When he was, I guarantee he was a bully when he was, I love the NPR fake origin story they put out on me. Totally made up, all lies, that I was a bully. That I was beating up people smaller than me. No, I was bullied. And I beat the living hell out of people once I hit puberty. That's what happened. That's why I never had any convictions when I was a juvenile. Even though I did put people in comas. And I did break people's jaws. When they put their hands on me. But I'm not a bully. I fight tyrants. I take on the big dogs when I'm 45, just like when I was 15. And I'll say this right now. I agree with the FBI. Most of the FBI are good people. They've got all these different compartmentalized political groups, though, that put out the report a few days before this happens that, oh, the conspiracy theorists, they're violent. That's Southern Poverty Law Center stuff that they had Democrat FBI put out. But what did the FBI also put out that week? Incels are the number one threat after Islamicists. We're finding that all these mass shooters are into death, the devil, can't get a girl, and hate women. And they put out a report saying that incels are the major threat. Remember that? Stories up on Infowars.com. That's an article from June 24th. The article I'm talking about is from August 1st, Paul Joseph Watson, DHS awards $70,000 to study male supremacist terror threat posed by incels. It's a male supremacy thing by total nerd wimps. And again, I'm not saying ban video games. A normal person plays a shoot 'em up video game or a hunting game. It's all about skill and camaraderie and fun. But if you're mentally ill and hateful and listening to devil worship music all day and are into Satanism and feel really bad about yourself and then start getting into darkness, well, then death metal might not be for you. And if you go to these guys' profile, death metal, Satanism, and they hate women including his sister, who he reportedly killed up in Dayton, Ohio. Talking about Connor Betts. You want to look into the eyes of evil, ladies and gentlemen, look into his eyes. So the FBI was right about that report, put out the day before all this crap started. And then look at this, another FBI report I agree with, totally from the Hill. 100% true. FBI says, brace for copycats. You know this Ohio thing was a copycat. Dressed the same, wore ear protection, everything. Because they're used to wearing the headphones when they play the shoot 'em up games. And he was into that too. You see, when you're highly suggestible and already in a near trance state, probably on psychotropics, both of them, you're going to end up learning. It's always that way. Under the care of some weird psychologist, psychiatrist like his daddy, the El Paso shooter. You're going to see the copycat attacks. And that's what the one on Saturday night was, Sunday morning. Over and over and over and over and over again. FBI warns of copycat attacks in wake of mass shootings. The FBI is warning a potential for copycat attacks by domestic extremists after two mass shootings rocked the country over the weekend, including one that appeared to be motivated by animus towards Hispanics and immigrants. In a statement released Sunday, the FBI said it's possible extremists could be inspired by the attacks. The FBI remains concerned that the U.S.-based domestic violent extremists could become inspired by those previous high-profile attacks to engage in similar acts of violence. Of course, and again, I'll go back to this for the 500th time. If you read basic criminology, they learned back in the 30s that if somebody jumped off the Empire State's building, suddenly three more people try it that same day or the next day. And so maybe somebody didn't jump for 6 months, but when somebody jumped, they would put police up there when it was open to stop it. Because you learn how copycats work. Well, the media knows when they cover this like it's super common and they hype it up constantly that certain types of people that are already suicidal, but the sick way are in love with themselves and into Satanism and hate people, are going to go do this to go down with infamy. Just like Satan wants to destroy God's creation, the earth, and God's creation, humans, because we're made by God, the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy and take everyone with him. That's how these spoiled, rotten people that didn't get invited to the party behave and act. That's how creepazoids are. And so they know who to profile. They know who to go after. Both these guys were putting out chatter and talking about all this stuff and what they were going to do. And they were all left alone because the system wanted this to happen. It pushed the atmosphere. It created the environment for this to happen. And now they're hyping it 24/7 with their fingers crossed. So every time there's another attack, the media can say, oh, you see, there was another attack. We didn't take all the guns. Never to mention of millions of Christians killed the last decade by Muslims. Never to mention of hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico or millions dead in Latin America from crime where the people are disarmed. None of the real statistics, just all, look at this, look at this. You're all dead. They're coming to get you unless you turn in your guns. Can you imagine what it would be like when only the criminals and the government has the guns?
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.